From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The White House says there's no sign that Saddam Hussein is prepared to go into exile and the deadline to avoid war is approaching. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer says U.S. forces will soon enter Iraq no matter what Saddam decides. Fleischer rejected criticism today that military action is illegal without United Nations approval.
There already exists a legal basis, both in international law as well as in domestic law, for the use of force to disarm Saddam Hussein. And that is also found in Security Council Resolutions 678 and 687, as well as 1441. The President also believes that there is a gathering threat from Iraq. Failure by Saddam Hussein to disarm of his weapons of mass destruction presents a threat to the security of the United States, and therefore he has come to the conclusion that after exhausting the diplomacy, that military force must be used if Saddam Hussein does not get out of the country.
But that view is not shared by some other members of the UN Security Council. Speaking through an interpreter, Russian Foreign Minister Igor Ivanov says this is misreading the resolutions.
Not one of these decisions authorizes the right to use force against Iraq outside the United Nations Charter. Not one of them authorizes the violent overthrow of the leadership of a sovereign state.
Ivanov's remarks were coordinated with other statements by the French and German foreign ministers. Germany says it emphatically rejects the coming war. U.S. forces are moving into the demilitarized zone between Iraq and Kuwait as the deadline approaches. NPR's Eric Westervelt is with the Army's 3rd Infantry Division at the border, where sandstorms have been blinding.
The weather is always a factor, but it's not necessarily a deciding factor. It's getting hotter. The sandstorms are at least one or two a week here. But a lot of these forces with the Army's 3rd Infantry Division have been out here training in this weather. They're trained for open desert combat, and if today's convoy was any indication, the fierce sandstorm did not slow down operations much at all.
NPR's Eric Westervelt, there's a report that more than a dozen Iraqis have surrendered to U.S. forces at the border. They're reportedly in Kuwaiti custody. North Korea says it has the right to develop missiles. North Korean officials have test-fired 2 missiles off the country's east coast recently. Japanese media reports there's a concern a 3rd missile could be fired. Yesterday, Secretary of State Colin Powell warned Pyongyang against more testing. He also said if North Korea decides to reprocess spent nuclear fuel, it makes it harder to settle the current crisis. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 1 point at 81.95. The Nasdaq is down 14 at 13.86. This is NPR.